Ukraine has enough of its forces and means to eliminate war criminals. A corresponding statement was made by Major General Kirill Budanov, chief of the main Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine. Anyone who has committed war crimes or crimes against humanity in Ukraine, including very flagrant ones, such as gang rape or murder of civilians and children, will be found and eliminated in any part of the world, Budanov emphasized. Commenting on the statements by representatives of the USA and NATO about the supply of pledged weapons to Ukraine for a counter-offensive, in particular 2,000 units of armored vehicles, Budanov once again pointed to the importance of the counter-offensive operation, the main goal of which is the liberation of all Ukrainian territories. Analytics of the International Volunteer Group. At the same time, the chief of Ukrainian military intelligence agreed with the assessments by U.S. officials who hope that Ukraine will at least be able to improve its positions along the front line to hit Russian military logistics in occupied Crimea and in the depths of Donbass. Also, the head of the main Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine noted that the aggressor state is currently seeking to take control of numerous Russian paramilitary groups. According to Budanov, the new structure that the Russian Federation is trying to create will aim to bring the so-called private military companies under the Russian General Staff's control. The Russians want to create a certain main organization that will manage and command all these paramilitary formations because, obviously, there is no unity among them now, Budanov noted, confirming that Russia is currently capable of mobilizing from 20,000 to 22,000 soldiers monthly. Natalia Tolub.